was not as good as the OJ's version.
Yeah, from what I remember of the song, is I only remember the part where they say, come on, ride the train. And then yeah. I think they do the woo woo and ride it, right?
Yeah, you're not recording, right?
I am.
Oh, yeah.
I just started and I cut most of this conversation off, but... why do you not want me to record?
No. I was just going to make a comment about the type of people that listen to it. But
you can. Anyway. I'll just cut it out. but that song's about anal. So wait, any song about trains is about anal?
No. Not any song. Because I don't think Love Train by the OJs. Even though Love Train, you might think, it's about anal. I don't think it is. Midnight Train to Georgia.
Yeah, I don't think that one's about anal.
No, I don't think so either. I think it's actually clearly spelled out what it's about.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I'm sure you could take it and make another version, you know, Midnight Train to Georgia, and it'd be a little raunchy, but not for Gladys Knight and or the Pips.
Yeah.
The Distance by Cake is about masturbation.
Is it?
Yeah. Pretty sure. Listen to lyrics.
All right, I'll go back and listen to that.
And obviously, I Think I'm Turning Japanese is about masturbation, too. Oh, yeah. But yeah. Everyone knows that.
What about, what I want to know is Chattanooga Choo Choo. Is that about group anal?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's an oldie but goodie.
Thank you, Marty McFly. I don't know. I never really thought about that one. Chattanooga Choo Choo. Let's see. What's another good strange meaning to a song?
I mean, I think there's a lot more songs about anal than people think.
You know what I always thought was about being gay was, and it never says this, but Tempted by the Fruit of Another. That song, for some reason, it just screams that I'm secretly gay.
Huh. I never thought that.
Yeah. I don't know. I just always gotten that vibe. So, I mean, you know, if you want to take that one step further, you could say it's about anal.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Hang on. The lyrics to Chattanooga Choo Choo. Uh-oh. Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Track 29. Boy, you can give me a shine. I can afford to board a Chattanooga choo-choo. I've got my fare and just a trifle to spare.
I think this song might be about something else.
I'm not sure. You leave the Pennsylvania station about 3:45, read a magazine, and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer. I just think of the Seinfeld episode now.
Nothing's finer than being in your diner?
Yeah. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear the whistle blowing, 8 to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. What direction is this train going in?
I don't know. It's like really taking a roundabout way to get into Tennessee.
Well, hang on. I was thinking Pennsylvania Station. I was thinking Pennsylvania, but they're talking about Penn Station.
Oh, yeah.
So they start in New York, they go to Baltimore, but then they go to Carolina, and then they turn up? To go to
Tennessee? Well, which Carolina?
Well, does it matter?
Well, I think South Carolina is below Tennessee, but I think North Carolina is kind of parallel with it.
I thought they were both just below. Hang on. I get a little hazy in the south. Oh, no, you're right. North Carolina and Tennessee... match. And then actually Chattanooga's right on the border.
Oh, you see? Maybe this guy does know what he's talking about.
Between Tennessee and Georgia. Hmm. I'm sure it's probably based on a real train that doesn't run anymore, but...
Hey, there's roundabout ways of getting places, because when I was going to come out to visit you in Pittsburgh, I almost had to take a flight that went out to Detroit and then back to Pittsburgh. Which, first off, why would I go past where I was going to go, you know,
Well, that's stupid. Was it cheaper?
No, it wasn't.
Hmm.
And plus, why would I want to go to Detroit? Well, it was
I'm surprised they still have an airport in Detroit, so.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not burned down.
I'm surprised they still have a city, but.
Well, barely.
I just imagine it as being just the airport and then American Jewelry and Loans. And that's it. And it's just those two buildings.
That fucking show.
Okay, when you hear the whistle blowing, eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee's not very far. Shovel all the coal in. Coal in. Hmm? Gotta keep it rolling. Gotta keep it rolling. Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are. There's gonna be a certain party at the station. Satin and lace, I used to call Funny Face.
What does that mean?
I don't know. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam. So, Chattanooga choo choo, won't you choo choo me home?
Hmm.
I don't know what the song is about.
I don't know.
I think it might just be about a guy going home to see his lady.
Yeah, I think it's about a guy going home. I think he's somewhat racist, and he takes a roundabout route getting home.
Why is he racist?
I don't know. All the, hey there, boy.
maybe it's just, well, first of all, he says, pardon me.
Oh, he does say pardon. Well,
yeah, he says pardon me.
when I was in Europe and I had a guy, he was serving me breakfast and he was like taking my plate away or something. And he comes up to me and he couldn't have been much older than me. I mean, maybe if he probably like the same age. And he refers to me as boy. He goes, boy. Can I take your plate or something? Obviously with an accent. And I didn't take offense to it, but I kind of wanted to be like, you know, you shouldn't say, like, especially to Americans, you might not want to say that because that's very disrespectful. But he obviously had no idea.
Yeah, he must have seen it in some show or something like that.
Yeah, and I'm going to be like, that's frowned upon in the United States.
He must have been watching The Wire or something and been like, he woke up that morning and went, I will use this American slang. I don't know. You didn't specify what country it was, so I just did some nondescript European, stereotypical European accent.
It was Italy, but it was funny. I obviously didn't say anything, but I wanted to be like, in the future, if you're talking to Americans, you might not want to do that.
Yeah, in the future, don't say boy.
Yeah, boy's a little, no, not good. But I looked up the lyrics for The Distance by Cake.
Yes.
It's definitely, I mean, there's definitely some masturbation here. Let's see here. Definitely some masturbation. What the hell is wrong with me?
I don't know. You sound like you're on a committee. Like you're like, there's definitely some masturbation in this song. There's definitely masturbation here, and it should be outlawed.
I have seen masturbation.
It's the kids.
Wrong.
those kids today, they're doing the masturbation. You know.
Ugh, it's the worst. The kids, they don't stop. Those kids, they stay home from school and they jerk off like 7 times during the day.
Back in my day, we used to watch The Price is Right, all right? Maybe we get a little hard from the models showing off the cars, but that was it.
Bob's Beauties.
Yeah, they'd get a little tingly down there. But these days, go on the internet, boom, porn, right there. Jerking off 8-9 times, 20 times a day. I don't know. What's a lot of jerking off? Anybody?
I mean, I have to say,
what if that was a testimony that somebody was giving like before Congress that was on C-SPAN?
I think you'd have a lot more people watching C-SPAN.
That would be fantastic.
What do young boys do while they're homesick from school? Yeah, I mean, Price is Right, always. And, you know, you'd have to jerk off at least a couple times. Especially when you were, like, 13, 14 years old. I mean, what else were you doing? You discovered this new great thing? You had to do it. It's like finding gold. Like, if you went out and you dug in your backyard and you found gold, are you going to stop digging? Of course not. You want more gold.
I think that might be the best analogy I've ever heard.
Right? Isn't that good?
That is good.
You got to get more gold. And so you found this awesome thing, and you're just going to do it and do it until, you know, you get older and you just don't care as much. I mean, obviously, you still do it, but not nearly as often.
That's a little bit less.
You go out to the backyard, you know, you go out maybe not even once a day.
Wait, why are you going out to the backyard?
Well, to dig for the gold.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not jerking off in the backyard. No, but even like,
I wasn't,
you know,
sure if we were still on the analogy or the actual.
I'm mixing the two. Okay. You need to slow down, you know, you go out there maybe even every other day. You just don't care anymore. You've given up on life. You know, this is all you have. You space it out because you don't want it to get too boring. Just give it up.
I was going to compare it to like a toy that you played with less and less just because you grew up. But I guess your analogy works too.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a toy that I played with less and less. I don't know. Board games. I never play board games anymore. I played lots of board games when I was a kid.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll break one out.
Yeah, sometimes like people our age, like they bust out. The only time you bust out like a game really is at a party. Or, you know, and it always involves drinking somehow. Because it's like, And I'm not disagreeing with this, but how could you possibly have fun without booze anymore? Mm. So it's just like, oh, we're going to get together. We're not going to sit around drinking Diet Coke. You know, let's mix a game with getting shit-faced. And so that's what you end up doing. But, like, no one sits down and plays Monopoly anymore. And if you did, you'd probably do it on your phone or something.
That's true.
I was talking with someone earlier about when how board games, like, you can almost see like the progression of people becoming more lazy with board games, where it's like, think about like when we were little kids and like the games you would play, like think about like the fucking like Mousetrap, right? You had to build that fucking thing.
Oh yeah,
it was such a pain. And then once it went, that was it. I mean, you had to set the whole thing back, and it was like, you don't want to set that thing back up. It's a pain in the dick. And then, you know, you got your Mousetrap, you got your Erector Set, Domino Rally, and that Domino Rally, oh my god, talk about a pain in the ass. You couldn't have those games these days. No one would play them. I mean, they do, but no one buys them. I mean, what kid's like, oh yeah, get me an Erector Set? No one gives a shit about Erector Sets anymore.
That's true.
And people are so fucking lazy. I think the tide turned with electronic battleship. I mean, what? Come on. Why do you need electronic battleship?
Yeah, I mean, battleship was pretty easy.
I mean, how simple could you possibly make the game? That you need electronic B5. Oh, you sunk my battleship. Oh, that's so fucking hard. And then you build up these expectations, and then everyone is like, all the kids are like, oh my god, my fucking game, it needs to talk. and it gets all the way to the point where you get a commercial for Guess Who, and the guy at the end of the commercial has to give the disclaimer, game cards do not actually talk. How the hell is that necessary?
Well, weren't they doing the disclaimer even when we were kids?
I know, but that's what I'm saying. The fact that people even expected those game cards to talk is ridiculous.
Well, no, I think they say it because kids are fucking dumb.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But really, yeah, but they're not buying it. The parents are I really wish there was some parents out there and they're like, oh man, look at that.
Yeah. Oh my god, this technology is amazing. It can talk.
Those paper cards. They're talking.
Did you ever do you remember how they used to always advertise like action figures?
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if it's just because I don't watch the same shows I did as a kid, so I don't see those commercials, but I feel like you'd never see, like, an advertisement where they're like, oh no, Cobra's at it again, G.I. Joe, and then they come in, and he's like, oh, here's Dude with the rocket launcher action. And then a rocket comes, and then just a wall of, like, pebbles explodes.
Yeah, and you get the little kids are making this, and like...
Well, no, for a while, they didn't even really have the little kids. And oh, all of a yeah. sudden, they started having to put the little kids in because people, I guess, just expected the kids to... or the action figures to play with themselves.
Yeah, that's true. Kids are probably sitting them down on the floor and just, like, staring at them. Just waiting for them to start shooting each other.
I don't know. I feel like they don't... They don't have those anymore.
Yeah, I mean, do kids play with action figures anymore? I mean, I know they sell them.
I think they sell them more for, like, adults like us.
I know.
That are, like, collecting them. I don't know if kids really even buy them anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're probably more so for idiots like us that, like, are trying to relive our glory days or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because, I mean, I know, like, when we were kids, every kid had, like, a big tub of fucking action figures.
Yeah.
Star Wars action figures, your G.I. Joes, all your comic book action figures.
Your Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, and no one has those anymore.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't think my nephew has any action figures.
Isn't that nuts?
He might have a couple. Like, they... Like, I think kids have, like, the... Like, the... They'll get, like, the little people and, like, the, like the Weeble Wobbles, you know, those little egg-shaped people.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Fisher-Price stuff. And then as soon as they're old enough to, like, comprehend video games, they're like, that's it?
That's it, yeah. You've moved on.
I don't need any action figures anymore.
I know, it's crazy. And it's like, it sucks because on the one hand, I'm like, oh, man, these stupid kids, they don't do the action figures. They don't play these cool games. They just go straight to video games. But then again, I fucking love video games, and I've been playing them my whole life, so I don't know. You know why? I think a lot of it is that I only think of video games now as the more adult games. Because, like, I have my Xbox, that's kind of the adult system.
Yeah.
You know, every game I play is, like, mature and everything. So, like, when I think of video games, I'm like, kids don't play these. Kids should be playing with action figures and shit. And then, really, they're probably playing the same fucking games I am.
Probably, yeah. I mean, some of the kids know what, like, Nazi zombies are.
Yeah.
And killing Nazi zombies from Call of Duty and shit. And, you know, they're like 7, 8. And I'm like, you should not be playing that.
Oh, I love when, like, when I was a kid, I was in high school and college, I worked at a video game store, and I'd be kids, and they'd be like, when's the new Grand Theft Auto coming out? And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're playing Grand Theft Auto? The fuck are your parents?
Yeah. And, like, we might be... an interesting group of parents if we ever become them. Because we'll be like, well, we did some of that stuff, but at the same time, like, we're more aware of certain things. Because, like, some parents aren't aware of, like, the shit that goes on in video games.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, whatever. Have you seen the, I think it's a YouTube series. It's called, like, I don't want to say it's old people. I think it's called, like, Senior Citizens React To. And one of the things was, like, Call of Duty, Black Ops.
Yeah.
And they're showing them the clips to it. And it's actually pretty funny because they're playing the clip to it. And they're like, well, you know, what's your reaction? And some of the guys are like, oh, that looks like fun. And they're, like, playing along. And they're like, pew, pew, pew. But then there's one woman. She goes, oh God, I think I brought this for my grandson. Oh God. And they're like, and they're interviewing him after they like see a trailer for it, and they're like, you know, what do you think now? Do you have any comments about this? And she goes, well, if you're gonna buy games for your grandson, then you better know what you're buying. Don't buy this. This is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go take this game back.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, they'll go from, like, one extreme to another. Well, they'll be like, oh, well, whatever. It's just a stupid video game. I'll buy my kid this. And then, like, they'll hear someone on fucking Fox News or MSNBC or something be like, this game is a murder simulator. And they'll be like, no video games for anyone. I'm not buying my kid video games. It's like, you probably should just take the time to be a fucking parent and just figure out what's in each game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, like my parents bought me mature video games when I was pretty young. But, you know, I think at the same time they knew I wasn't like that crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's different. If you think your kid's a nut, you know, you might want to not get them Grand Theft Auto. And not only that, I mean, people are like, oh, I didn't know there was anything bad in it. It's named after a felony.
Yeah.
Like, what did you think was in it?
Plus, if you look at the cover of every Grand Theft Auto,
it's all like, yeah.
There's always a guy with a gun.
Girls in bikinis.
Yeah, he's the main character. There's some chick with huge tits. There's some Italian mobster-looking guy. And then there's, like, a sexy car, a motorcycle, and then, like, a city skyscape. There's always that stuff somewhere arranged on the cover, and you're like, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. I don't see how people think I don't know how there's any confusion about what's going on with that game. Now, I know some are probably a little misleading. I don't think Grand Theft Auto is misleading at all.
No, I think it's not.
It is very obvious what's going on with those games.
I feel like any game really is like super obvious in its title. Like that, Call of Duty, Black Ops, Modern Warfare, Assassin's Creed. They're all pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them are. There's definitely a few that are a little bit ambiguous, but
probably, yeah.
Yeah. In general, I mean, just take 5 minutes to think about it.
Why don't you, yeah, like, just go on the computer, go to the Google, type in the name of the game that they would like, and then watch videos on it. And then be like, oh, well, I guess not. Or I'm sure there's some website that parents have made that are like, oh, well, this game is very violent and I do not care for it. And yeah, you can go, oh, maybe my son should not play that game.
Yeah, go see what Tipper Gore said about it. That fucking bitch.
Okay. Does Tipper Gore go online and rate video games?
No, but she doesn't like them. Or music with explicit lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't you know the CD thing with the explicit content thing?
Oh, that was her?
Yeah, that was her.
I don't know. And I
she
never
made, she made John Denver go before Congress because she didn't like the lyrics to Rocky Mountain High because, you know, they said it was it promoted drug use and stuff.
Wait, she made John Denver?
Yeah, John Denver had to testify before Congress about this.
Jesus, was he before or after Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Yeah, seriously, isn't that ridiculous?
I just imagine her making them line up and then like Jay-Z or somebody being like, yo, when you want me to go? Because he would just be like, all right, well, you know, this is going to happen, so I'll just show up since I'm in town. And she's like, who are you? I don't know. Just go away. And, like, he's probably the guy that should be up there.
Yeah.
I mean, love his music, but still should probably be the one going up there before John Denver.
John Denver. And Prince. Prince was one of them, too. They got brought up there. And because they said that their music was explicit, sexually explicit.
Prince, I can kind of understand.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Prince is harmless.
But then you also have to put, like, Barry White up there. Like, the number of people that you would have to put up there is ridiculous.
That's the thing. If you're going after Prince and John Denver, the precedent that you're setting is that nothing is okay. I mean, that's pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, what if, okay, if you can't write a song about sex, drugs, or violence, then what is there left to write songs about? Jesus? But if you write a song about Jesus dying, then that's kind of violent. So then you can't write that song anymore.
Keith, I like the siren in the background
there. I know, this is good background music.
real opposites.
I mean, I can understand them being like, some of the stuff in rap music is too explicit.
Yeah.
Like heavy metal music, some lyrics and that stuff can be a little too explicit. And by explicit, I mean like descriptive.
Yeah.
In certain scenes. And I can be like, okay, maybe that's not the best influence for kids. But really, John Denver?
Yeah, John Denver. Rocky Mountain High was the specific example of bad influence on children. I mean, just ridiculous. But I'm pretty sure, because I'm pretty sure he told Congress that he was high. Right, he's like, I'm high right now. I'm high on life. He's like, that's what it's all about.
I wonder if this was before or after he did the movie Oh God with George Burns.
You know, never saw it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Not like funny, haha. But it's
interesting.
It's interesting.
I'm a pretty big, not big John Denver fan, but I am a fan of his.
Yes, He's okay in it. George Burns is good. He's good as God, because he dresses in what you would expect like George Burns to dress in on the weekends. Like he just is wearing like the old man casual slacks.
Yeah, the Sansa belt slacks.
Yeah, and then he's got the little windbreaker and just a little hat on his head. Just a little ball cap on his head that's kind of bent, but not really. And it looks like he's been wearing it for like 100 years every time he goes fishing.
Yeah.
And then that's how he appears as God. And he just kind of walks around and he's just like, no, I'm God. You're not God. No, I'm God. What, you don't believe me? I'm telling you, I'm God. And he's like, well, prove it. He goes, I'll prove it later. And then he just walks away. And he's like, okay. And then later on, he shows up in John Denver's bathroom. He's like, see, I'm in your bathroom.
I mean, you would assume that he's either God or he's just some sort of a creepy ghost that likes to spy on people going to the bathroom.
He's the guy that Chattanooga Choo Choo was all about. He shows up in John Denver's bathroom. Pardon me, boy.
I was thinking I can't wait to be a ghost. I would love to be a ghost because I'm gonna just spy on everyone and I'm gonna just create so much havoc and I'm gonna haunt the shit out of my friends. You better not die after me because I'm gonna show up at your house.
No, you mean before.
No, you better not die after me because if I die before you, I'm gonna haunt the shit out of you. I'm going to be flicking your lights on. I'm going to be flushing your toilet.
Yeah, but if
slamming doors.
But if I die after you, then that will be possible. If I die before you, it won't work.
No, I meant for your sake, you better not.
Okay.
You better hope that you die before me. Because I'm going to terrorize you.
All right, I will do the same. And then, when we're both dead and we're ghosts, let's just go around it together and just terrorize people.
That's fine. I'm just looking forward to freaking people out.
And then we have to find that, whenever we're dead, we have to find that world's Zach Bagans. Like that time Zach Bagans.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
So he could be like, when we asked what they were doing there, we got this EVP, and it's just like, hey, do you know the distance about masturbation?
It's just like, jerking off. It's like a weird...
Find a t-shirt that fits.
I know, that's the other thing, is with these ghost shows, and they get like these, the EVPs or whatever, and the ghosts are always so goddamn serious. Like, help me. And I'm like, what is wrong? Like, why aren't there any joyful ghosts? Well, you know, maybe that's why they're ghosts, because they're all, you know, burdened by something.
They're all curmudgeon-y.
Yeah.
In which case, it looks good for us to be ghosts. If all you have to be is a curmudgeon, we're good.
I mean... they'll take a EVP of me, and it'll just like they'll be like, "It was this Andy Rooney. He's just complaining about how kids have no respect for their elders."
Did you ever notice that video games got more violent?
Oh, whatever happened to just stomping on the Goomba's heads?
Did you ever notice that they don't have that Crossfire commercial on TV anymore?
Why didn't that kid have fingers on his gloves? Oh, Crossfire. What a game.
Or would we complain about stuff that's happening in the ghost world?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, if it's like the real world, but just in the ghost, it'd be like, oh... Stupid Jim came over my house, drank all my beer. He didn't replace any of it.
Or it's just as good. It's a new world as ghosts, but we're just like, did you ever notice that people refuse to just walk through walls as ghosts? They always want to be walking through a doorway or something.
Yeah.
Why is that?
They know they can walk through the wall. Why bother?
You ever notice that guys refuse to peep in on women in the showers as ghosts? It's not like they can see you. Why not? You're a ghost.
That would be the best. But I feel like I'd waste so much time because I'd probably like...
What do you mean waste time? You're a ghost.
No, I know, but I'd probably find like one girl that I'd be like, all right, I gotta see her do some shit. And I'd probably just follow her around all day, just hoping to run into something. And just, you know, maybe I'll see her shower, but that's about it. I don't know. I feel like I'd probably get obsessed, you know?
And then you would get bored at some point.
My addictive personality would kick in.
Yeah, but at some point she would get boring, so you would move on to somebody else.
Yeah. You go hang out at the Y.
Because you're a ghost. Like, what are you going to do? Like, follow her... For the rest of her life until she dies, and then as soon as she becomes a ghost, you're going to be there being like, hey, what's up, sexy? How you doing?
You want to fuck?
Yo, girl, that train hitting your car, that was fucked up. Speaking of fucking, you down?
Man, it would be fun. It would be fun.
Stalking a ghost, stalking as a ghost until a chick becomes a ghost would be fun.
No, just stalking people, just sneaking into bathrooms. Not that you really have to sneak; you're a ghost.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shh. We have to be quiet.
Now, since no one would ever know, and you're a ghost, would you ever watch someone take a shit?
It depends on who, I think.
What is a wicked hot chick?
I don't know.
I don't know if I could. I think I'd always be curious because I'd be like, you know what, I could, and she would never know. But I don't know if I could really bring myself to do it.
I don't know. I think I would wait until, like, you know what I would do? I would probably, this would be the only time, is I think if there was, like, an arch enemy I had while I was alive, and then after I died, I started to haunt them, and then one day, they were, like, they had some, you know, they had some Mexican food that didn't agree with them, and they were like, man, I am in so much pain, and they go running into the bathroom. I would probably poke my head in to see how much pain they're in.
You just take a little bit of just satisfaction.
Just because I hated them so much. And I'm like, you are most vulnerable at this moment. And I'm going to take advantage of seeing you at your worst. You'll never know that I saw this, but I'll know.
Yeah. You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to know. And you know what? What I'm about to describe is totally something that I could do while alive. But I was going to say, steal toilet paper out of a stall and then have someone take a big dump and then not have any toilet paper. But I'm talking about that like that's impossible to do while you're alive.
It's actually quite possible.
Yeah, I could probably it just requires that every day.
I mean, it just requires a lot of planning.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Plus, you have to spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
Yeah, I do that anyways.
But you also have to hide in the bathroom so that they don't know that you're there. Otherwise, they're going to ask you for toilet paper.
That's true.
So you have to be, like, squatting on the seat next to them or somewhere in the bathroom with them. I'm imagining the work bathroom that we used to be, that used to be in the building where it's, like, two stalls. But I guess if you're in a larger bath, but you have to be squatting somewhere in a stall so that they don't know you're there.
Have you ever had anyone ask you for toilet paper?
No.
I did once in the work bathroom.
And did you say, I can't spare a square?
I didn't. I actually did give it to him. I kind of like threw it at him, like under the stall.
Now, but, did you give him like the whole roll? Did you like grab like one of the extra rolls that was in there? Because there's always two rolls in there.
No, I grabbed.
Or did you like, just like bunch up a bit and like.
Yeah, yeah. I just grabbed a bunch and threw it under there. Because yeah, I'm sitting there and I just hear him. He's like, oh. And I was just like, oh, what the hell's going on? And I just hear, oh. I'm really sorry. I was like, oh, God, where the hell is this going? I was like, do you have any extra toilet paper over there? I was like, ugh. And, I was like, and at first, I just kind of ignored him. He's like, excuse me. So finally, I was just like, yeah. So I grabbed a bunch and just kind of threw it on the floor at him.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then you can just hear him wiping next to you. I'm just like, oh, get me the fuck out of here.
That's so bad. Oh God. Public bathrooms are just the worst.
I completely agree. I don't know. It's just, especially, I like the George Costanza idea. With the stalls going all the way to the floor. I mean, even though you still got to be in the same room as people, it's still preferable. I just feel like I'm too exposed in there. I mean, if there's other people going next to you, you just see like a line of feet. Just, you know what's going on. Just everyone's just shitting. And it's like, I want to be home. I don't want to do this right now.
I'm not ready for this.
No, it's not cool.
It's it's just
it's just an exposed area.
Have you ever been in the ones where it's like, and it might even been the work ones, where it's like too far off the ground where you can see feet like. plus like past their ankles, so you can tell like how they pull their pants down and stuff, and their underwear and stuff. So it's like, it's weird because if you know who's in the stall next to you, like you can find out what kind of underwear they wear, and like, do they pull them both down at once, or do they feel the need to like take their pants down and then pull their boxers down, so there's like 6 inches of space between the two for no real reason?
No, I know. Because sometimes you see them go in and you're like, oh, I know that person. And then, like, you start to notice all these, like, tendencies. And you're like, I don't even want to know this.
Yeah, and, like, you can see how their feet move, like, while they're trying to, like, either shit and or wipe.
Well, I think you're right about the two high stalls at the place you used to work. Because I don't know if you remember this, but the stalls for some reason were, instead of coming up from the floor, the walls, they came down from the ceiling. So if you kind of like sat back and just like looked for a second, you felt like you were in the fucking Poseidon Adventure, because it looked like everything was upside down.
Hmm.
Because for some reason the walls came down.
I don't really remember that.
But yeah, they actually ended up replacing those, but I was never a fan of it. And it definitely, I don't know, maybe they just put them in wrong.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
But I don't know. It definitely allowed for too much room between the floor and the wall. And you just, it was almost like you were shitting next to someone and all there was like an armrest in between you. Like, everyone was just pooping in unison.
I always like going into the bathroom and hearing somebody, like, on the phone. That was always my favorite. Oh. Like, sitting in there, and then somebody would come in and be, like, on the phone. And be like, yeah, no. No, we're going into Alston at, like, 7. And we might get a couple drinks and get some food, but hang on. And then, like, you hear their fly on zip, and they're and then we might go to so-and-so's place, and then, and they're just pissing now this whole time, relaying their plans, and then they're like, hang on, and then I imagine that they lean away as far as they can, and then they flush.
Yeah.
But, like, the person on the other end can still hear that.
They have to know. I mean, there's certain people who do this all the time, and you can hear them in there, and like they try to keep down, like, yeah, and you hear them, and I'm like, it's not a phone booth. You shouldn't be talking on the phone in there, because and you're telling me that these people on the other end don't know that the person's taking a big old crap. I mean, there's no way they don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, usually I've talked to people plenty of times, you know, my gross friends. And, you know, I've done it too. But it's like, you know when they're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You can tell.
You can tell. But, I mean, it's somebody like, if I was on the phone with you, I would probably go in the bathroom and take a piss while I was talking to you. I wouldn't do it in a public bathroom, though.
Right.
Like, if I was talking on the phone with you and I was walking around my house and I had to take a piss, I would probably do that.
Yeah, but that's, yeah, I mean, that's.
But it's you. But, like, if I was on the phone with, like, anybody else, I'd be like, I'll wait. Or I'll be like, hey, can I call you right back?
Right. Yeah, especially if it's like a broad or something.
I mean, if I gotta take a big shit too, like, I'm gonna be like, hey, can I call you back in like 5 minutes?
Right.
Plus, can I call you back in 5-10 minutes? Because I'm gonna need at least 5 minutes to wipe, so.
It's going to be messy. And while I'm doing it, I'm going to check some sports scores.
While the shit is happening, I'm going to see who's winning right now in the various games that I follow. But in the various games, I'm so not a sports person. I'm just like, you know, the matches in the sports arena that I follow. I kind of pay attention, but I'm just like, whatever.
No, Keith.
I just can't. Like, my brain doesn't have the capacity. Like, I like watching pretty much all sports. But in terms of, like, really caring and following, like, specific teams across, like baseball, basketball, hockey, football, I can't, my brain can't process it. Like, I just can't retain the information of, like, who played when and what their various stats were. Yeah. And, like, is this year's team better than a team that was, like, 5 years ago versus a team that was, like, 30 years ago? My brain just doesn't hold that information. I've tried, but it just doesn't. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, that is one area where we differ, sir.
Yes. I mean, you mainly focus on baseball, though.
That's true. When it comes to, I mean, I know a lot about other sports, but when it comes to, like, really, like, memorize, not that I try to memorize it, but memorizing shit and, like, stats and records and all that shit, yeah, it's baseball.
Yeah. I mean, I can follow what's going on, but when it gets into really analyzing a team and their players and stuff, that's where it completely falls apart for me.
Yeah. You know, it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
Kind of like anal.
Also true. So you know what I just realized? This is, I think this would be episode 50.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We never came up with an actual...
No, no, we didn't.
We still have to address that. We'll put it on the docket for... It'll be on the agenda for next time.
All right. Do you want to do it or?
I don't have any. I don't know what to say. What do we say for 50? Yay, 50.
Would this be our golden anniversary?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's gold. I think this is our golden anniversary. Golden episode number 50. Thank everyone. We thank you all for listening. I can't talk right now. I don't know. What the hell am I talking about?
So this was 50. I don't think it was. I don't think it was our best. I don't think it was our worst.
It just was.
I mean, I guess it was. It exists. It is 49 more than some. So that's a plus. Yes, thank you to everyone that's been listening and that is listening around the world.
Yeah. Get some of those international listeners, and we appreciate you very much.
Yes, and we will try to come up with some new things for the next 50. Try and keep it fresh. Like a marriage, you know? Sometimes we'll try to fit in the whatever the podcasting equivalent of role-playing and handcuffs and stuff is.
Yeah.
Get freaky in the next 50.
Nice. Freaky after 50. Should make that a slogan on a koozie.
Freaky after 50. That is this title's episode. But
you mean this episode's title?
Have you seen the Cougar Wives show?
No, I haven't.
Alright. I saw 15 minutes of it, or maybe 20 minutes of it. But I didn't see the whole thing, but maybe that's something we'll talk about in the future.
All right.
So if you have any ideas for the next 50, let us know at on our Facebook page, facebook.com/butyourewrong, and on Twitter, BYW Podcast. Anything else, Greg?
No, but thank you for listening, everyone, and we're glad to have you.
I'm Keith.
I'm Greg.
And we'll see you later.
Later.